This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Green Bay's rookie wideout is dealing with a lingering shoulder injury and is considered day-to-day. Meanwhile, Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley is expected to be available for the team's game on Monday night after suffering a groin injury last week.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sports books, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, back at it, Chuck Reshow, hanging out in the Kia studios with you. Final hour of the program is the start of the Brown Liquor Music Hour. Chuck Rose gets the first request. A little Roger to get us going. I Want to Be Your Man.
I met him in college.
Really?
Yeah, we used to have a kind of, not like a prom, but it was like a upscale dancing, you know, outing at Morris Brown at towards the end of the year in the spring, and he performed. He was our performer that year, and ironically, leaving me and the girl I was dating, we're sitting at the traffic light, and the car he's in pulls up. He just rolls the window on. Hey, did y'all have fun? Real cool dude.
Nice. That's good. Listen, those are cool kind of memories. To have from something like that. So. All right, here's what we are doing, 404-726-0929. We're talking to all of our folks that are leaving Truist Park as Braves lose tonight, and let's get into our Braves, what do we call this thing? The Braves closeout?
Yeah,
Braves
closeout.
Yeah, all right, let's go to the Braves closeout. Maybe if we get the music, is it playing? Are we getting it, or is it?
We're getting it. It's like Christmas.
It's coming at some point here. It could be playing at any minute now. It's certainly within the realm of possibility that we may get some music at some point, and hopefully it happens. You know, we obviously worked on this all night, and we had this prepped and ready to go. Well, anyway. So we call this our Braves closeout. So 404-726-0929. If you're coming home from Truist Park, hit us up with what you saw tonight. So Braves lose tonight, and now they lose another series as Arizona wins 5-3. You know, Charlie Morton was not great. Wasn't terrible, but wasn't great by any stretch of the imagination. He took the loss. Now 10-7 on the season. That's 17 decisions in 19 starts for Charlie Morton. That's a pretty hefty kind of number. But 5 2/3 innings, 6 hits, 4 earned runs, 4 runs total, 4 earned runs, 3 walks, 4 strikeouts. Did not give up a home run, and threw 103 pitches in the game. Colin McHugh, he came in. Pitched 2 1/3 inning. He did give up a run with three strikeouts on two hits. And then Luge came in for an inning. He gave up a hit and didn't give up any runs, but he did walk a guy. So, again, not a good night at the ballpark. The story was Ryan Nelson, who was really good tonight. He really shut down the Braves offense tonight. Oh, wow, there we go.
Yeah, the Vox Pro literally like froze on me, and I can't play both of them out of Adobe. So
okay.
I was playing one out of Adobe, Roger out of Adobe. So
okay.
I had
all
to
right.
wait till we turned Roger off.
Yep, there we go. There we go. So Ryan Nelson was terrific tonight. 7 innings, 3 hits, 2 earned runs, 5 strikeouts and a walk. 2 of the 3 hits that he gave up and the 2 runs were off home runs. Marcelo Zuna hit a home run in the 2nd inning, and Austin Riley hit a home run in the 7th inning, and that was it. That was it for the Braves' threats tonight. They were 0-for-5 with runners in scoring position, and honestly, they only left 2 guys on base. They just didn't get a whole lot of opportunities. They couldn't get anything going against Ryan Nelson. So he did his job tonight, so he was really good. Charlie Morton, though, drops the 10-7, and not so good. Not a pretty night for the Braves offense. Ronnie was 1-for-4 with a run. Riley was 1-for-4 with a run and an RBI. Ozzie was 0-for-4. Olson 0-for-2. Sean Murphy 0-for-4. Ozuna 1-for-3 with a run and an RBI. 0-for-2 for Rosario in his first game back. Pilar was 0-for-1. Harris and Arcia 0-for-3 and Harris 1-for-3. So, you know, we'll take your thoughts because, again, this has not been a good few nights of starting pitching for the Braves coming out of the All-Star break. You know, Elder was roughed up. Morton obviously did not pitch well. So, you know, now we're starting to see some cracks in their starting pitching. Now, look, I still think that they are the clear-cut favorites for the division. There's no reason to panic about this. You know, again, they've lost 4 in a row now, though. And I don't think there's any reason to panic about it. But certainly when you look, it's been a bit of a hiccup here. But they probably now need to start looking at starting pitching, right? I mean, when you look at where we're at right now, if you're not getting consistent starts out of Elder, you know, Strider, Morton, and that's your main 3 guys. We're waiting on Max Fried to get back up. Hopefully, by the end of the month, he is back up here, or at worst, very first of August. We don't have any kind of timetable for Kyle Wright other than, you know, he's doing some throwing, but there's no timetable for when he's going to be back, when he's going to get rehab starts or anything like that. You know, Soroka is still trying to find his sea legs. You know, and as far as all the rookies go, I mean, you're kind of trotting some of these guys out and rolling the dice and hoping for the best. So now starter may become more of a priority at the trade deadline. And I still think that they were going to upgrade their bullpen. I still think that's on the docket to get some more arms in your bullpen and not burn some of these guys out. But now it seems to be that, yeah, maybe we need some starting pitching. Because, again, we're going to see what, you know, Morton and Elder and some of these guys, and maybe it's just, I don't know, maybe it's a workload issue, you know, how much they've been asked to pitch or whatever like that. But, I mean, certainly, you know, it's been a bit of a rough stretch here over these few games. And now, again, four games in a row that they've lost and a couple of series now that they have lost. And, you know, again, it's a situation where nobody played well tonight. I mean, the offense didn't do much. You know, at times, you know, over the weekend, they had their fielding issues against the White Sox. You know, the Diamondbacks are a good team. I mean, the Diamondbacks are 10 games over 500 on the road, so they're no slouch or whatever. But, you know, you got to get yourself ready and get yourself back on track because, again, you're going to see another division leader. And we talked about the schedule in July. Yes, there were definitely plenty of wins, but, you know, there were a few, you know, could potentially be stumbling blocks, but I thought they would overcome this with the way that they had played in June. But, again, if you lose to the Diamondbacks tomorrow and you get swept, and, again, this will be a really good pitching matchup coming up tomorrow. Businessman Special coming up tomorrow where you're going to get Strider and you're going to get Zach Gallen. So Zach Gallen was the game, was the starter in the All-Star game, and obviously Strider leading the league in strikeouts. Good matchup tomorrow, but got to find a way to get a win. Strider needs to go out and have a big performance, and you need to find a way to get a win before you head off to take on the Milwaukee Brewers this coming weekend. So they'll be in Milwaukee for three games, then they're going to go Boston first part of the week, and then they get Milwaukee back here at home. So you're going to face the Brewers six times in an eight-game stretch. So they lead their division. Diamondbacks are second or third in their division. I think they're tied for second now in their division. But Braves could not get anything going against Ryan Nelson here tonight. And, you know, again, Morton has been pretty steady. You know, we were talking about this, and we'll talk about this here again in the next segment. But, you know, Morton has been pretty steady by and large. I mean, now he's 10-7, but, you know, 10-6 going into tonight, a little bit over a 3 ERA, and, you know, still on pace for, you know, 10 strikeouts per nine innings. But, you know, again, he had, you look at his month of July, he had won three straight, well, actually, he's won five straight starts all told. But in the month of July, he was 3-0, but he has won five straight starts before tonight. Last time he had lost, believe it or not, was against the Arizona Diamondbacks when they were in Arizona. Back on June 2nd was the last time that he lost, and he pitched pretty well in that game. Seven innings, three runs given up, and nine strikeouts, but took the loss in that game as he fell to 5-6, but he had won five straight starts before tonight, his action. So he has been pretty consistent. But again, this was not a very good night for Charlie Morton all the way around. And again, he would probably tell you that as well. And, you know, the Braves just could not get anything going offensively. Just the two home runs that they got tonight. Two solo shots, by the way, too. So it's not like Ronnie or Ozzie or any of those guys were on base to drive in. And, you know, now we're waiting to see about Austin Riley, because he did go 1-for-4 with the home run tonight. Obviously, last night, hit the two homers, drove in seven runs last night. So is he about to go on one of these stretches? Is he about to go on one of these stretches where we anticipate that he, you know, can carry this ball club for about a two-week stretch, right? We've seen these moments, you know, before from him. You know, he'll put the team on his back for two or three weeks and carry them, you know, and certainly just, you know, be almost not able to get out, like literally not able to get out. And so maybe that, you know, that power stroke is starting to come around. You know, maybe he's going to start hitting a bunch of home runs. Obviously, a big night last night with the seven RBI. But, you know, again, they've given up, 18 runs in two games here to the Arizona Diamondbacks, who were kind of, you know, they were fledgling a little bit. They had lost four in a row, and they were kind of offensively not getting some things cranked up and going. So they went through their little bit of a hiccup here before they came to Atlanta. And certainly, you know, again, they've kind of gotten them back on track over these last couple of nights here, but Braves do lose it 5-3 as Morton falls to 10-7. Ryan Nelson is 6-5 now on the season with a 4.82 ERA. So again, not maybe so much that good this season, but he was terrific tonight in that start. In fact, I think through five innings, he'd only given up the one hit and the one run. That was to Marcelo Ozuna back in the second inning when he hit the solo home run. That, for a while, I think through five innings, was the only hit that he had given up to the Atlanta Braves. So Braves 0-for-5 with runners in scoring position. They left a couple of guys on. Ronnie did not steal a base. Matt Olson had his seventh error of the year. Murphy grounded into a double play, but they only had the two extra base hits. Ronnie hit a double. Harris hit a triple. And then obviously the two, you know, home runs. But, you know, it was slim pickings for the Braves offense coming out of this thing tonight. So now you need to try to avoid the sweep. Now you need to bounce right back. And, again, businessman special. So you're trying to avoid the sweep before you head into Milwaukee. And, look, that could be a sneaky good series, right? We talked about the Reds and the Braves when they hooked up a little while ago. that that was going to be a good series because the Reds were smoking hot. They were red hot, to use a pun, but they were red hot, and they set a franchise record with their 13 wins in a row as they'd beaten the Braves in the first game of that series, but Braves then took the last two. So hopefully the Braves can at least salvage something out of Arizona. Hopefully they can salvage something out of this series, because obviously it's not gone well, and they just need to find a win. I mean, really and truly, I mean, losing four in a row, this is not what we expect out of the Atlanta Braves, but they just need a win, you know, overall. So Braves fall to 61-33 on the season, 31-19 at home now, and they lose 5-3 tonight to the Diamondbacks, who improved to 54-42, 28-18 on the road. That's a really good road record that they have. So they've been really good on the road themselves, but 20-18 on the road, 31-19 at home for the Atlanta Braves, and they lose this to the Arizona Diamondbacks 5-3 in it. All right, when we come back, what if I told you that Charlie Morton may be on pace to set a personal best? Although he lost tonight, he's still on track to set a personal best. I'll explain it up next. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgambling.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Yeah.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, back at it, Chuck Reshow, hanging out in the Kia Studios with you on this Wednesday night. 404-726-0929. That's our phone line and our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Odyssey app is how you catch us on the go. Social media is at 929 The Game on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Follow me on my Twitter page at JMCH316. He is at D Lewis for real. Excuse me. So even though Charlie Morton took the loss tonight, did not pitch all that well, falls now to 10-7. He's got 19 decisions. He's got 17 decisions in 20 starts. He's got 17 decisions in 19 starts this season. That's a rather interesting number. But the good news is that with the starts that he has left, and he's probably got 12 to 13 or 14 starts, somewhere in that range, maybe 12, 13 starts left. He's on pace to have his most wins of his career. Now, he had a stretch where for 3 years, he was 45-16. Was really good. 2 years in Houston, one in Tampa. He was 14-7 in 2017. He was 15-3 in 2018 and was 16-6 in 2019. That's his career high in wins. 3.05 ERA that year, 33 starts. He had 194 and two-thirds innings pitched with 240 strikeouts. He was an all-star. He finished third in the Cy Young voting and was 21st in MVP voting. That's the only time that he has finished in the top 10 of Cy Young and top anything in MVP voting. But if you look, 10-7 now on the season with 19 starts. Now, the last 2 years, he started 31 games last year. He only had 15 decisions in 31 starts. It was 9-6. 31 starts with a 4.34 ERA. Year before, in his first year in Atlanta, 14-6, 3.34 ERA. He led the league in starts with 33, and he's been consistently staying above 10 strikeouts per nine innings in his three seasons for the Atlanta Braves. He's at 216, 205, and you know before tonight he had 115 strikeouts in the three seasons with the Atlanta Braves. And he'll probably be about a 200 strikeout pitcher again. He was pacing at that kind of level with trying to be a third year consecutively as a 200 strikeout pitcher. But for all of the things we talked about last year, is he getting too old? He's given up too many home runs. He's given up too many hits. He's maybe this, maybe that, or whatever like that. The home run ball was the real thing that really got him last year. He gave up 28 homers. Just to put that in perspective, he had only given up 20 homers combined in 2020, and I know it was 60-game season, but in 2020 and in 2021, he only gave up 20 homers combined. And he's only given up 10 home runs this year. So that's been a better pace. Again, when you look at his home runs per nine innings, he's basically on the same pace that he had been for the 3 years prior to last year. This year, 0.9 home runs per nine innings. He didn't give up a home run tonight, but 1.5 home runs per nine innings last year. And then for the three seasons prior to that, 2021 was 0.8, then 0.9, and then 0.7 in his last year in Tampa. So he's been consistent with that number, except for the anomaly last year. And obviously the 10 strikeouts per nine innings, he's been pretty consistent with that kind of number. But it has been a nice bounce-back year for Charlie Morton, who struggled last year, and I think he would fully admit that. And obviously, you know, again, he didn't have, you know, he missed what? He missed some time, you know, with the coming off the All-Star game, or not the All-Star game, the World Series with the broken leg and all that kind of stuff. So, but again, 31 starts last year. So he's actually on pace for somewhere between 18 and 20 wins on the season. And that would certainly be his career high. And when you look at the age of 39 as he heads toward the 40-year-old mark, it is remarkable to think after 16 seasons that he may be having one of his better years and may end up with his best year wins-wise in what could be either his final year or next to last year. Because right now he's got one more year with a $20 million contract to the Braves, and then there's a player option year after that. The next year is a player option year. Well, I don't think that the Braves have any intention of picking up his option unless you just tell me he goes out and he is lights out. I mean, if he's 25 games and, you know, 2.5 ERA and something, you know, ridiculous like that, I don't see that there's a scenario where the Braves are going to pick up that $20 million option, you know, not next year, but the year after that. So more than likely, this goes into his last year. Maybe again, maybe if he becomes a, you know, free agent, that, you know, he may end up trying to sign with somebody. But again, he's going to be 40 years old here very soon. And I'm not sure how much longer he wants to pitch and go out there and take the ball. But again, guys like him, you know, they feel like that they can probably pitch. Again, he's been probably better, you know, after the age of 34 years old than he was probably in, you know, his mid-late 20s. You know, and the record certainly, you know, again, his second year in Pittsburgh, he was 2-12. 2-12 with a 7.57 ERA. So he's a much better pitcher now that he's kind of figured out how things work and obviously developed. And, you know, again, he's been really good here in his late 30s. But at some point, Father Time catches up with all of us, right? So, again, remarkable to think that he may be on his best pace as far as in setting a career high in wins this season when you're looking at it's almost the end of his career. It's the twilight of his career that, again, he may not be around more than just next year. Be remarkable that he puts the kind of year together where he may win twice as many games this year as he did last year. And I don't know that we had that in our bingo card, right? I don't know that we had Charlie Morton as being a maybe 16 or 18 win pitcher, you know, cut his ERA way down. You know, again, he was always able to strike out guys, but I think we kind of thought maybe this is the end of the line for Morton. How much more can he give you in this, that, and the other? But it's been a pretty good season so far. You know, the loss tonight was standing, still 10-7 on the year, and he's been pretty good. Even after tonight's game, his ERA is only 3.36. So it's not like, you know, it's climbed up there really high. And even with giving up the 6 hits, 3 walks, and the 4 runs, he did not give up a home run in the game tonight. Nobody homered off him. Whereas Nelson, for as good as he was, you know, again, he gave up 2 home runs, and that was the 2 main blows and, you know, cost him a couple of runs. But, you know, again, Morton did not give up a home run in the game tonight. So, you know, look, we'll see what the future holds for Morton. Obviously, they've got to get some starting pitching, you know, cranked up here because Morton wasn't all that good tonight. Bryce Elder's not been good his last couple of starts. You can almost look at 4 of the last 8 starts for Elder have been pretty underwhelming. You know, 4 of his starts have been really underwhelming. Now, he had 4 good starts through June going into July. He had 4 really good starts. But if you look at his last 8 overall, it's been a little bit, been a little bit underwhelming. And I definitely think that this team will look for some kind of starter to just stabilize the rotation, maybe. See if they can find a guy to bring in that can maybe eat some innings, can maybe just stabilize this rotation, give them another consistent starter, Because, again, we're trying to figure out Max Fried. We're trying to figure out Soroka. We're trying to figure out Kyle Wright and, you know, on and on, it seems like, you know, for this team. And we got to get Elder and Morton back on track, you know, especially Elder. You know, you've been relying on him a lot, and I don't know if he's hit some kind of wall. I mean, I know he's pitched, like, you know, deep into the season before and all that kind of stuff, but maybe they're giving him too many starts. Maybe he's hitting a little bit of a wall. I don't really know. But it hasn't been very good over the last couple of few starts for Bryce Elder. And, you know, again, at one point he was leading the league in ERA. Well, that's kind of gone by the wayside now. His ERA has climbed up pretty good. But, you know, still, he's been effective, was an all-star this year, say what you will, but he made the all-star team this year. And certainly, you know, he's been, I don't want to say dominant, but, I mean, he's been really good for the Atlanta Braves. You know, Strider's been the one who's been dominant, just mowing people down. But certainly, you know, Elder's had a good season thus far. And hopefully he can get himself back on track to where, okay, we got to get this thing turned around, you know, before we start hitting icebergs and all that good kind of stuff. So, but again, I don't fear anything with the Braves. It's a hiccup. Yeah, they have lost four in a row. But still, big lead in the division. You know, they control, you know, everything. Again, 22-6 in the division. That's the difference. I mean, it's real simple. They're 22-6 in the division. That's been the whole thing that has propelled them to this lead that they have and why they're pretty comfortable in it. All right, more to come when we get back. We're heading to the top of the hour in the JR Sports Brief. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Back to more John Chuckery.
No, I'm having a good time. Having a good time.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Back at a Chuckery show. Head at the top of the hour. JR Sports Brief coming up after us. Brown Liquor Music Hour rolls right along. So they're... Who?
Max, I think, might be up tonight.
So Max von Sydow or Josh Hartnett or Dom DeLuise or whoever we've got going. Do you see that the Powerball is now up to $1 billion?
Yeah, and I don't think, you know, last night going in, the Mega Million was going into the drawing was 640. I don't think anybody hit it. I didn't look at all that today. So if nobody hit that one, that one's not too far behind.
So... the Powerball is up over $1 billion. Let's just say it's $1 billion. What do you think the payout in Georgia? So let's see if you take the lump sum payout, okay, on $1 billion.
Yeah.
In the state of Georgia, when you figure all the taxes and everything in, what do you think is the lump sum payout in the state of Georgia?
Probably about $500 million, roughly somewhere in the, you know,
$295,905,045.
Wow, that's interesting, because when it was $900 million, when the jackpot, the payout was like $400 million. So I guess the more, the higher it is,
yeah,
the
you
more
you get into more, higher tax brackets.
Okay. That's still a good lump sum of change to bring
home.
Yeah,
if you take it as an annuity over the course of your life, you get $573,611,340.
Yeah, but you're not gonna.
No, but I mean, you would get that on a yearly basis.
Annually basis.
So it's the third highest Powerball ever. They say, but the amount that winners take home will vary by hundreds of millions of dollars based upon the payout they choose and whether their state charges taxes on the winnings.
Would you do the payout?
Yeah, I would just take the lump sum.
Same.
I mean, again, I couldn't spend $295 million
exactly.
if I tried.
You'd have to be trying to buy corporations at that point.
Yeah, you would have to buy like a franchise.
Right.
Like you'd have to get approval from the NFL, you know, and put up $295 right. million dollars or whatever. So all winners pay an automatic 24% federal withholding tax on their winnings, which is considered income. However, winners will almost pay and certainly pay another 13% in federal taxes when they file their tax return, as the millions of dollars in winnings will put them into the top tax bracket of 37%. Then you have state income taxes, which range from 2.9% to 10.9%, depending on what state you live. And eight states don't charge income tax on lottery winnings: California, Florida, New Hampshire, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Washington, and Wyoming. It's also worth noting that there are five states that do not participate in the Powerball lottery at all: Alabama, Alaska, Hawaii, Nevada, and Utah. Nevada doesn't have to have the Powerball lottery.
Right, exactly.
I mean, they got their own Powerball every night.
Exactly.
So they say, assuming a top federal tax rate of 37%, here's the after-tax amount that you would take home in each state and Washington, D.C., if you won the $1 billion jackpot for both the lump sum and annuity, according to USAMega.com. So the highest lump sum payment that I see is just over $325 million. And there are a couple of states, California being one of them, that has that kind of payout on the lump sum. I'm just scrolling through the different states here and looking to see if there's anything that's higher. South Dakota also has 325. Tennessee has the 325. Texas has their 325. So there are a few states that you can get as much as $325 million off of a billion. Now that's some serious revenue into the tax department.
Yeah,
right?
It really is.
Some serious
clean
revenue
house
in the tax department.
So how long does it take you to disappear?
You know, I have kind
Would
of
it be gradually.
I've kind of fantasy booked all of it. There are states where you don't have to reveal
who
the winner
is. Yeah.
I would be one of those people. I'm like Neil Bortz. I'd be one of those people that if I won the lottery, mm-hmm. I'm not standing up there with the big, you know, cardboard check and
right.
saying I won the lottery and all that kind of stuff. I go low profile. Now again, my immediate family will know, you know.
Right.
But I would go low profile on all of that kind of stuff because I don't want people coming out of the woodwork and you know, be the what do you want to say? Like a hitman target.
Right.
I mean, you know, again, so I would be the kind of person that I would really avoid. And again, I don't like people anyway. So I would be the kind of person that would avoid, you know, getting mixed up in PR campaigns and publicity photos.
Right.
And I wouldn't do all that stuff. So
now I think I remember hearing a while back, because I think there's some states that allow you to pay extra to not be known or something like that,
or I don't know.
At least not do the photo op.
There are states that give you the option of being an anonymous winner, though. I think Florida is one of the states that gives you the opportunity to be an anonymous winner, you know, where it's not announced or anything like that.
Yeah.
But, I would want to be undercover. I don't know if Georgia's that kind of state, but I would want to be undercover. Now, are you one of those people that do you ever play the lottery? Let me ask you first.
I'm not a regular player. Like, you know, like for example.
Well, I mean, will you play on some? Will you play on something like this when it's up to $1 billion?
I bought $10 worth of tickets.
Okay.
When it was at $900 million.
Okay.
But it wasn't like an intent thing. I stopped at the gas station to get some gas.
So what's the level it takes? Because this is always funny.
Mm-hmm.
What's the level that it takes for you to break down and buy lottery tickets?
Like when it gets like this, I'll buy like, and I don't go crazy, but I'll buy one. Like right now, I'll probably go buy one because the next drawing, this is Powerball.
Yes.
So I think their next drawing is Saturday for Powerball. And then Mega Million is Friday. So I might go spend $4. Like, I'm not crazy like that. Like, I'll buy.
But is there a certain threshold? I mean, again, you know, if it's $150 million, are you buying tickets?
No. I mean, because I do.
What motivates you to buy tickets at that point?
Like,
what,
I'm really random, to be honest with you, okay, when it comes to buying lottery tickets.
Yeah, it's funny because I like to play the lottery. I play scratch-offs.
Okay.
And okay. I do play scratch-offs. But I don't get involved in the Powerball or the Mega Millions or things like that. I mean, I'll probably buy tickets to this just mm-hmm. for craps and giggles.
Right.
But I, you know, again, I don't usually play these way high odds kinds of games. Like, I'll take my scratch off tickets where I have a 1-in-3 shot.
Okay.
To you know, get a winner.
Okay.
You know, it may just be a ticket that I win.
Right.
But you know, again, I'll take my 1-in-3 shot, basically. This is, you know, obviously astronomical, the odds that are.
Now, what's the most you'll spend on an amount when a jackpot's at an amount like this?
You know, I'll probably spend 10, 20 bucks or something like that. You know, I mean, I won't go too crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I spend more on scratch-offs than I will on something like this, so.
Right.
And I would take the lump sum. I mean, I don't know that there's a reason to not take the lump sum.
Yeah, honestly, there really isn't.
Yeah, I mean,
you get everything paid off that you owe.
Take the $300 million and walk away.
Yep.
Right? Again, it's $300 million.
Yep. And Georgia is one of the states, according to WSB, an article there, that you can remain anonymous for any amount over $250,000.
Okay. Yeah, so that's what I say. I think Florida's another one of those states.
Yeah, Florida. It's actually a good amount. It's Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Kansas, Maryland, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Jersey, North Dakota, Ohio, South Carolina, Texas, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming.
So what's the first thing you do if you win $300
million? Line up all the bills. Look at everything that's owed. Student loans, house, whatever. Whatever's owed, paying it off, getting with my investor, finding out what logically makes sense to invest some money in, that, you know, money can grow for the kids.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's kind of...
Yeah, because that's the first thing I do. I mean, again, I don't have a house or anything.
Right.
So the first thing I do is I get with a financial advisor and get my daughter set up for life.
Like exactly.
I get her college education. You know, mm-hmm. again, what is it? It's a...
That 501.
Is it 501 or something like that? Or whatever. No, when 501c3 is... That's nonprofit.
Nonprofit, but it's a five... It's four. No, I know what you're talking about.
I thought it was 801. I thought it was an 801. Yeah, I thought it was 801 was the education fund.
Yeah, I know. We have whatever they are, those accounts.
Yeah,
we have
them
for the boys.
There's an educational fund that you can set up. So
exactly.
I would have that all set up, ready to go, that all her college would be paid for, you know, for whatever she needed. And then, you know, a trust fund that would be set up for mm-hmm. her, because she's a minor right now. So, and honestly, the biggest thing I would do is make sure my ex-wife didn't get her hands on any of the money.
Just pay her off.
No. I wouldn't.
Just give her a nice go away. Leave me alone.
No, I mean, like, touching any of my daughter's
money.
Oh,
you mean
the
daughter? Yeah. Well, you can set that up, though. Yeah, you can easily set that up.
Yeah, again, but she's a minor and her mother would have.
Well, it would just have to go through you.
Yeah, well.
Or somebody or another family member that you trust.
It all sounds easy. Again, when you're divorced, it all sounds great.
The problem would be your daughter not giving her money or giving her access. It wouldn't be. Because you can set it up to where she can't get access, and that your daughter can like get like X amount. Like, they'll cut her a check once a month for X amount.
Well, I would set it up to where my... Because, again, my daughter doesn't want my ex-wife to touch any of her money.
Oh, okay. So, you could definitely set that up.
They don't get along as it is. So, I mean, that wouldn't be a problem. But no thanks. I mean, I would make sure. And then, honestly, like, I would take an extended vacation.
Yeah.
Like I would take a real extended vacation and have to figure out what. I mean, again, I'm 51 years old,
right?
So it's not like I'm going to live very much longer. So
dude, 51
I would,
is young.
Huh?
51 is young.
Right. Yeah. With a stroke and a heart attack, a widowmaker heart attack, a stroke, diabetes, and all that on my resume. I'm not long for this world, but I would take an extended vacation, like right. a real extended vacation.
Yeah. Yeah.
And by the way, like I might buy that RV to just tour
to the
across.
The one that
it.
We yeah. talked about. Yeah.
And by the way, too, I had a DM or a text from somebody who was a salesperson uh-huh. at one of the local RV dealerships or whatever like that.
Oh, after that conversation?
Yeah, yeah. They were like, hey, give me a call if you're interested. Yeah, you know, I ain't got 100 grand to dump into a
right,
RV.
Right,
you know, so.
Yeah.
Because I want some. If I'm going to do it, I would want something nice. But
right.
But anyway, I would take a extended vacation at a resort. Like honestly, probably a year. Like I would probably disappear for a year.
Yeah.
And then reevaluate
mm-hmm.
And figure out what would be next. I would probably have to work something. Like I'm just
not gonna just sit around.
Yeah. 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 I just, you know. But I would definitely take like a year and just relax at the beach.
Right.
I don't know where,
mm-hmm.
but it would be some beach destination that I would. I don't know if that I'd buy something. I would rent like a, I don't know, a condo or something like that, right mm-hmm. on the beach or whatever like that, and just live there for a year.
Nice.
And just figure it all out.
I'd work for a little while, but I'd just to kind of like not make it obvious, because again, I want to remain anonymous.
Yeah, yeah. I would definitely remain anonymous.
You know, so I would like.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Green Bay's rookie wideout is dealing with a lingering shoulder injury and is considered day-to-day. Meanwhile, Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley is expected to be available for the team's game on Monday night after suffering a groin injury last week.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sports books, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Back to more John Chuckery.
No, I'm having a good time. Having a good time.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Back at a Chuckery Show. Head at the top of the hour. JR Sports Brief coming up after us. Brown Liquor Music Hour rolls right along. So they're... Who?
Max, I think, might be up tonight.
So Max von Sydow or Josh Hartnett or Dom DeLuise or whoever we've got going. You see that the Powerball is now up to $1 billion?
Yeah, and I don't think, you know, last night going in, the Mega Million was going into the drawing was 640. I don't think anybody hit it. I didn't look at all that today. So if nobody hit that one, that one's not too far behind.
So the Powerball is up over $1 billion. Let's just say it's $1 billion. What do you think the payout in Georgia? So let's see if you take the lump sum payout, okay, on $1 billion.
Yeah.
In the state of Georgia, when you figure all the taxes and everything in, what do you think is the lump sum payout in the state of Georgia?
Probably about $500 million, roughly somewhere in the, you know,
$295,905,045.
Wow, that's interesting, because when it was $900 million, when the jackpot, the payout was like 400. So I guess the more, the higher it is,
yeah,
the
you,
more
you get into more, higher tax brackets.
Okay. That's still a good lump sum of change to bring home.
Yeah, if you take it as an annuity over the course of your life, you get $573,611,340.
Yeah, but you're not going to.
No, but I mean, you would get that on a yearly basis.
Annually basis.
So it's the third highest Powerball ever. They say, but the amount that winners take home will vary by hundreds of millions of dollars based upon the payout they choose and whether their state charges taxes on the winnings.
Would you do the payout?
Yeah, I would just take the lump sum.
Same.
I mean, again, I couldn't spend $295 million
exactly.
If I tried.
You'd have to be trying to buy corporations at that point.
Yeah, you would have to buy like a franchise.
Right.
Like you'd have to get approval from the NFL, you know, and put up $295 right. million dollars or whatever. So all winners pay an automatic 24% federal withholding tax on their winnings, which is considered income. However, winners will almost pay and certainly pay another 13% in federal taxes when they file their tax return, as the millions of dollars in winnings will put them into the top tax bracket of 37%. Then you have state income taxes, which range from 2.9% to 10.9%, depending on which state you live. And 8 states don't charge income tax on lottery winnings: California, Florida, New Hampshire, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Washington, and Wyoming. It's also worth noting that there are 5 states that do not participate in the Powerball lottery at all: Alabama, Alaska, Hawaii, Nevada, and Utah. Nevada doesn't have to have the Powerball lottery.
Right, exactly.
I mean, they got their own Powerball every night.
Exactly.
So they say, assuming a top federal tax rate of 37%, here's the after-tax amount that you would take home in each state and Washington, D.C., if you won the $1 billion jackpot for both the lump sum and annuity, according to USAMega.com. So the highest lump sum payment that I see is just over $325 million. And there are a couple of states, California being one of them, that has that kind of payout on the lump sum. I'm just scrolling through the different states here and looking to see if there's anything that's higher. South Dakota also has $325. Tennessee has the $325. Texas has their $325. So there are a few states that you can get as much as $325 million off of $1 billion. Now that's some serious revenue into the tax department,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it really is.
Some serious revenue in the tax department.
So how long does it take you to disappear?
You know, I have kind
Would
of
it be gradually?
I've kind of fantasy booked all of it. There are states where you don't have to reveal
who
the winner
are,
is.
Yeah.
I would be one of those people. I'm like Neil Bortz. I'd be one of those people that if I won the lottery, mm-hmm. I'm not standing up there with the big, you know, cardboard check and
right.
saying I won the lottery and all that kind of stuff. I go low profile. Now again, my immediate family will know, you know.
Right.
But I would go low profile on all of that kind of stuff because I don't want people coming out of the woodwork and you know be the you know what do you want to say like a hitman target.
Right.
I mean, you know, again, so I would be the kind of person that I would really avoid. And again, I don't like people anyway, so I would be the kind of person that would avoid, you know, getting mixed up in PR campaigns and publicity photos.
Right.
And I wouldn't do all that stuff. So
now I think I remember hearing a while back, and because I think there's some states that allow you to pay extra to not be known or something like that, or
I don't know.
At least not do
op. There are states that give you the option of being an anonymous winner, though. I think Florida is one of the states that gives you the opportunity to be an anonymous winner, you know, where it's not announced or anything like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would want to be undercover. I don't know if Georgia's that kind of state, but I would want to be undercover. Now, are you one of those people that do you ever play the lottery? Let me ask you first.
I'm not a regular player. Like, you know, like for example.
Well, I mean, will you play on something like this when it's up to $1 billion?
I bought $10 worth of tickets.
Okay.
When it was at $900 million,
okay.
But it wasn't like an intent thing. I stopped at the gas station to get some gas.
So what's the level it take? Because this is always funny.
Mm-hmm.
What's the level that it takes for you to break down and buy lottery tickets?
Like when it gets like this, I'll buy like, and I don't go crazy, but I'll buy one. Like right now, I'll probably go buy one because the next drawing, this is Powerball.
Yes.
So I think their next drawing is Saturday for Powerball. And then Mega Millions Friday. So I might go spend $4. Like I'm not crazy like that. Like I'll buy.
But is there a certain threshold? I mean, again, you know, if it's $150 million, are you buying tickets?
No,
what,
I mean, because I do.
What motivates you to buy tickets at that point? Like, what,
I'm
what
really you, random, to be honest with you,
okay.
when it comes to buying lottery tickets.
Yeah, it's funny because I like to play the lottery. I play scratch-offs.
Okay.
And
okay.
I do play scratch-offs. But I don't get involved in the Powerball or the Mega Millions or things like that. I mean, I'll probably buy tickets to this just mm-hmm. for craps and giggles.
Right.
But I, you know, again, I don't usually play these way high odds kinds of games. Like, I'll take my scratch off tickets where I have a 1 in 3 shot.
Okay.
To you know, get a winner.
Okay.
You know, it may just be a ticket that I win.
Right.
But you know, again, I'll take my 1 in 3 shot. Basically, you
right.
know, this is, you know, obviously astronomical. The odds that are
now. What's the most you'll spend on an amount when a jackpot's at an amount like this?
You know, I'll probably spend $10-$20 or something like
yeah.
that. You know, I mean, I won't go too crazy.
Yeah,
I mean, I spend more on scratch offs than I will on something like this. So
right.
And I would take the lump sum. I mean, I don't know that there's a reason to not take the lump sum.
Yeah, honestly, there really isn't.
Yeah, I mean,
get everything paid off that you owe.
Take the $300 million and walk
away. Yep.
Right? Again, it's $300 million.
Yep. And Georgia is one of the states, according to WSB, an article there, that you can remain anonymous for any amount over $250,000.
Okay. Yeah, so that's what I say. I think Florida's another one of those states.
Yeah, Florida. It's actually a good amount. It's Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Kansas, Maryland, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Jersey, North Dakota, Ohio, South Carolina, Texas, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming.
So what's the first thing you do if you win $300
million? Line up all the bills. Look at everything that's owed. Student loans, house, whatever. Whatever's owed, paying it off, getting with my investor, finding out what logically makes sense to invest some money in, that, you know, money can grow for the kids.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's
kind of... Yeah, because that's the first thing I do. I mean, again, I don't have a house or anything.
Right.
So the first thing I do is I get with a financial advisor and get my daughter set up for life.
Like exactly.
I get her college education, you know, again, what is that? What is it? It's a...
That 50...
Is it 501 or something like that? Or what? No, 501c3 is... That's nonprofit.
Nonprofit, but it's I know what you're talking about.
I thought it was 801. I thought it was an 801. Yeah, I thought it was 801 was the education fund.
Yeah, I know. We have whatever they are, those accounts.
Yeah,
we have
for the boys. There's an educational fund that you can set up. So
exactly.
I would have that all set up, ready to go, that all her college would be paid for, you know, for whatever she needed. And then, you know, a trust fund that would be set up for her because she's a minor right now. So, and honestly, like, the biggest thing I would do is make sure my ex-wife didn't get her hands on any of the money.
Just pay her off.
No. I wouldn't.
Just give her a night. Just go away. Leave me alone.
No. I mean, like, touching any of my daughter's
money.
Oh,
you mean the
anything.
Daughter? Yeah. Well, you can set that up, though. Yeah, you can easily set that
up. Yeah, again, but she's a minor, and her mother would have.
Well, it would just have to go through you.
Yeah, well.
Or somebody, or another family member that you trust.
It all sounds easy. Again, when you're divorced, it all sounds great.
The problem would be your daughter not giving her money or giving her access. It wouldn't be, because you can set it up to where she can't get access, and that your daughter can like get like X amount. Like, they'll cut her a check once a month for X amount.
Well, I would set it up to where my daughter doesn't want my ex-wife to touch any of her money.
Oh, okay, so
they don't get along as it is. So I mean, that wouldn't be a problem, but. No thanks. I mean, I would make sure. And then honestly, like, I would take an extended vacation.
Yeah.
Like, I would take a real extended vacation and have to figure out what, I mean, again, I'm 51 years old.
Right.
So it's not like I'm going to live very much longer.
Dude, 51 is young.
Right. Yeah. With a stroke and a heart attack, a widowmaker heart attack, a stroke. Diabetes and all that on my resume. I'm not long for this world, but I would take an extended vacation, like a real extended vacation.
Yeah.
And by the way, like I might buy that RV to just tour across
the one that we talked about.
Yeah. And by the way, too, I had a DM or a text from somebody who was a salesperson.
Uh-huh.
At one of the local RV dealerships or whatever like that.
After that conversation?
Yeah, yeah. They were like, hey, give me a call if you're interested. Yeah, you know, I ain't got $100,000 to dump into a RV.
Right,
you know, so.
Yeah.
Because I want some. If I'm going to do it, I would want something nice. But
right.
But anyway, I would take a extended vacation at a resort. Like, honestly, probably a year. Like, I would probably disappear for a year.
Yeah.
And then reevaluate,
mm-hmm.
And figure out what would be next. I would probably have to work something. Like, I'm just
not going to just sit around.
Yeah. I just, you know, but I would definitely take like a year and just relax at the beach.
Right.
I don't know where,
mm-hmm.
but it would be some beach destination that I don't know if that I'd buy something. I would rent like a condo or something like that, right on the beach or whatever like that, and just live there for a year.
Nice.
And just figure it all out.
I'd work for a little while, but I'd just to kind of like not make it obvious, because again, I want to remain anonymous.
Yeah, I would definitely remain anonymous.
So I would like still work and just gradually fade away from the job.
Yeah. I would just have to tell somebody, look, I'm on a sabbatical for a
right.
year. I'll probably resign all my positions and then take a leave of absence and go away. So
right.
Anyway, but that's coming up. $1 billion, the Powerball, the third biggest jackpot in history. I'm going to wrap things up with a Love TKO. Up next, Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, 910 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Oh.
other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.